The word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa.
Luke chapter 15, the verse number 4, the verse 8, and the verse 11. All right, the whole chapter of Luke chapter 15 talks about how it is easy to get lost. How it is easy to get lost. And today I want to share with you on the subject, never get lost. Never get lost. All right, never get lost. So Luke chapter 15, the verse number 4 says, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, do not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? Verse 8 says, either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, do not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it? Verse 11 says, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Glory to God. Precious one, is a whole chapter on how easy it is for people, or that the people of God can get lost. And today I want to draw your attention to this subject, because sometimes we might think that we are walking in the way of God, not knowing that we have gotten lost. It will surprise us. It will surprise you and me if we should realize that for the many years we have been going about our Christian life, we have veered off the path that God wants us to walk on. And that is why it is important to me today, as you hear the sound of my voice, to pay particular attention to the word of God for you today. It is easy to get lost as a child of God. But with the Holy Spirit and the word of God as your guide, even if you get lost, you'll find your way. And if you have not gotten lost, with the word, you will still move forward on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Glory to Jesus. Now, hear me. There are four ways by which a person can easily get lost. There are four different ways. You can get lost as a sheep, as a coin, as a prodigal son, and as an elderly son in the house. It is easy to get lost. It is easy to get lost. Number one, as a sheep nibbling on the greener pastures. You can get lost through carelessness as a coin. As a prodigal son, you can get lost. In a far country, and as an elderly son, you can get lost in the house of the father. Now let's pick them one by one. Look, and let's look at them. Now, how can one get lost as a sheep? Remember, a sheep feed on grass. And as the sheep feed on the grass, the sheep has to pay attention to the shepherd in front of him and the movement of the entire flock. I repeat again, a sheep is brought to greener pastures to feed. But as you are feeding as a sheep of God, your focus must not be entirely on the grass, but it has to be also on the flock and on the shepherd. Because the movement of the shepherd and of the entire flock determines the next move for you and me. But sometimes, if we fail to see the moving of the sheep or the flock and then the moving of the shepherd, what will happen is that we'll realize later that we are no longer with the flock. And the shepherd is not with us. We are not following the shepherd. You see, sometimes it's easy to nibble on the grass, and then from one grass to the other, and to the other, and to the other. And by the time you realize, you follow the grass, the greener pastures, to another end of the field, whilst the shepherd and the flock have moved on to another field. So it's so important. Some people have come to a point in their life that God has brought them to the greener pastures. And they have been so focused on the greener pastures that they have abandoned their shepherd. Their whole life has been buried into the greener pastures. Their businesses are flourishing. They've forgotten their God. The things they prayed about yesteryears and God answered them, they are happy God answered them. But those things have become a stumbling block between them and the shepherd. And so they are not able to make time, even to spend time with the shepherd. As a sheep, they don't spend time with the shepherd. And so gradually there is a distance building between the sheep and the shepherd. A time will come that sheep will be lost, won't be able to find the shepherd. And at that time, when the lions come, it will be difficult. It will be difficult for the sheep. Praise the Lord. So it is possible to get lost as a sheep when you get consumed by eating grass rather than following the shepherd. Hallelujah. The next has to do with getting lost as a coin. As a coin. As children of God, we can get lost as a coin in the dark through carelessness. A coin gets lost through carelessness, of course. Choosing the wrong friends, trusting the wrong business partners, being at the wrong places, yet your spirit prompted you making wrong choices and you did not pay attention to nudgings of the spirit in your heart, but you focus on the pressure of the people. The Bible says that King Saul lost his entire kingdom because the people pressured him. The people said unto him that these animals God has sent us to destroy, they can be good for sacrifice. Let's bring them home. And by reason of the pressure of the people, what happened was that Saul disobeyed his God and God tore away the kingdom from him. Choosing wrong relationship, carelessness. We take things for granted. We don't pray about relationships. Some of us, the kind of marriages we've put our head in has become an albatross on our neck, has become a yoke on our neck, making it difficult for us to fulfill the greater and superior destiny, which can and must be ours. We are getting lost through carelessness. We were so sure it won't work, but we found a way to convince ourselves that we can sail through. May we never get lost through carelessness. May we never get lost through carelessness. Glory to God. Precious one, God bless you. And may God draw your attention to the fact that it is easy to get lost, but with his help, we can stay on course. In Jesus' precious name, glory to God.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Barbinkosa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.noesproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@noesproject.org. If you also want to partner with us to bring this content to unreached areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit noesproject.org/donate.